overwhelmed with your child's problem? I was. And God sent somebody with this scripture promise. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. I know there are a lot of children with problems today, and God sent me to help you, to share with you that healing and health and success are part of your salvation covenant. Listen to this. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom, their total well-being. Shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken, everything in working order. God wants total well-being for all children. That's God's will. Let's work together to take it by faith. I'll be right back. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Welcome back to the Great Shalom Broadcast. Thank you so much for coming. And we're going to tell you how to pray in faith and receive healing for your children. Particularly today, I'm going to apply this to problems of learning, whatever you call them, whatever diagnosis there might be, whatever categories are running around out there, I don't care. But if you are scared that your child may have some learning deficiencies, listen up. Faith. As someone greatly more famous than me says, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. And why is that? Why can we say that? Are we crazy? No, we have promises from the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. God has told us in His Word that He will save us to the uttermost. Salvation is not simply fire insurance for hell, but it is rescue and it is here and now. We are given a covenant of shalom. We're grafted in to the blessing of Abraham. And this broadcast is founded in that very scripture that talks about promises to our children, Isaiah 54:13, where it says, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom, which means peace, prosperity, total well-being. Glory to God. It's good. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Is there anything a mother wants more than shalom, total well-being for a child? And teachers want academic success for their students. They want students to live a good life. And in this culture and this economy that we are experiencing, you cannot do that without education. I don't know if you ever could, but certainly you cannot now. Hallelujah, but we are promised covenant of shalom. The Lord wishes us to increase and our children. So how do we pray? How do we proceed in life? In faith. In faith. And I want to apply that and show you some differences today. We're going to be studying Hebrews, the 11th chapter, first and the second verse. So you can be turning to that. So you'll have it when we're ready. What is faith? I will address that and teach that from that verse today, Hebrews 11:1. Let me tell you some things that faith is not. Faith is not resignation. And you often hear people teach that it is. Well, I have faith in God, and whatever comes down the pike, I'm just going to endure it with patience. Well, you have really demonstrated your lack of understanding. Because God doesn't send bad things to you. God does not send bad things to you. God wants the best for you. And your child being broken, needing healing, this is what Jesus came to die for, is to rescue us. Read Isaiah 53. By his stripes we are healed. And yes, you bet that spiritually. We are raised to life in him. Absolutely. Our spirit is born again. But also that has ramifications in our soul so that we become transformed having into the mind of Christ. But also, he himself bore our infirmities. Our bodies also were healed by the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Hallelujah. It's good. And so healing of the mind is healing of the brain. It's obviously part of healing of the body. And being able to have a good mind in order to learn what is necessary for one's vocation, that's obviously part of healing and part of transformation of our soul. Psyche is the Greek word for soul. Clearly that includes our minds and our mental capacities. Hallelujah. So resignation is not faith. It may be intended to be a reliance on God, but in fact, it shows a lack of understanding what God's will is, what God's words are, what God's promises are, and God's commands on how to proceed. And in fact, in a little way, it's blasphemy that God did you this. You know, well, God sent this broken child to me because he knew I was so great. Well, maybe you do have a calling and an anointing to help children with problems. Hallelujah. But that's not the same thing as resignation. Oh, well, so sad. And this is exactly why people, when they come to this sorts of problem, then leave God. You know, I know a woman who was reared in a Baptist home, and when she had a child who was born and was diagnosed with Down syndrome, she immediately threw off her relationship with God, and she goes on and helps other people to do that. Well, we can answer other questions of faith separately, but this makes no sense. God didn't do that. The Christian gospel clearly says that the world fell and sin entered in because of that, not because God intended it to be that way. In effect, God's whole plan, right the way through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, is to redeem, to buy back, to fix, and to transform into even better the earth and all the people in it. Faith is not resignation. And so if you have a child who has some deficiency or learning problem or sickness, disability, infirmity, then faith is not resignation in the face of that. Faith is not denial. Faith is not denial. Faith is not saying, oh, this doesn't exist. Some of you may be surprised at that. Faith is not denial. I've been wanting to talk about this. This is so important because I see this in so many different ways. And certainly, as preschool director, I see parents who come up to an obstacle with their child and they react and with strong denial and instead of investigating what the problem might be and therefore finding a solution. And so strong denial at this point allows the problem to grow worse and the child may miss other milestones. So that's why it's important to me that faith is not denial. But how do I explain that to people who are really trying to learn faith? Well, a colleague, senior to me, has written a wonderful article that addresses this. So I'm just going to quote him. You know, other broadcast ministries never quote anyone else because they're afraid their people will get mad if this other minister does something bad or whatever. And by contrast, musicians always mention everybody they can from the stage because that's considered honoring to the people that they mention. I take a scholar's approach. If somebody has a great idea, I'm going to share it and cite it. So I honor the fellow who wrote this, and I'm going to read this. This is from Dr. Larry Ollison, who's a pastor in someplace in the United States, and he's writing an article in the current issue of International Faith Report. And he's talking about how Jesus calmed the storm and was teaching his students faith. And here's Dr. Ollison. It's interesting to note that Jesus did not deny that the storm existed. So many people do that. They say, this storm does not exist. They say, I am not sick. They say, I am not broke. They say, I am not in peril. But Jesus never said anything like that. Jesus spoke faith. He did not speak denial. He actually acknowledged the existence of the storm by speaking to it. Faith and denial are not the same. Denial says, the attack is not happening. Faith says, I am victorious. Denial is negative. Faith is positive. The word tells us to call those things that be not as though they are. But too many people are doing just the opposite. Though they are calling those things that are as though they are not. And this is the opposite to faith. Okay, so faith is not denial. This is also a great point in terms of the dialogue between religions, because there is a religion with at least three denominations I can think of in the United States that teach that denial and positive thinking is faith. And we believe that faith is agreeing with God. And so we are speaking into being just as God spoke. We speak the word of God, and that has the power as we receive it. All right, so we have a covenant of shalom, and we have blessing, and so we bless our children. And so we speak well-being, shalom, well-being, peace, prosperity, and wholeness over our children. And so this is faith. This is speaking blessing over and receiving the blessing of God. This is not denial. And so life does hand us challenges. Have you noticed? Okay? This is not because God meant for us to be sick or broke or something of that nature. On the contrary, God gave us a Garden of Eden and expected us to spread it, but now we have a broken world. But God's plan is to give us back that Eden. We have to take it by faith. Jesus' work is finished, and our work is the work of faith. So faith is not resignation, and faith is not denial. So if your problem, if your child has a problem, if your child receives a diagnosis, just refusing to look at the problem is not faith. And refusing to accept the word of God that your child will be whole, prosperous, totally well, is lack of faith, all right? Faith is also not laziness or irresponsibility. I do see friends who just simply refuse to think about something and they go play. This is not really faith either, although it's very difficult, I think, from the outside to see if someone is walking in faith or is walking in laziness, unless you know them really well. Just look inside your heart and see what you're doing. And ask God to help you, because, you know, sometimes the lines are fine, sometimes they're not. Repent. Because faith will redound to good works, right? You have faith, you're going to move on the faith. Let's turn to Hebrews 11:1, and let me read to you from the King James, the authorized version. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now let me go through that. First, let me explain to you the word faith. In Greek, the word is pistis. It means reliance on, confidence in. And so the words we have to translate pistis into English is faith and belief. So those are both from both translations of the word pistis. So faith is a reliance on God, is a confidence in the power of the Holy Spirit. And Hebrews here tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we'll talk about substance and evidence. If you have substance of what you hope for, you have confidence. You have confidence because it's there. You can almost feel it. You know it. The evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You know, I know I have money in the bank, even when I'm not at the bank. Because I know I have, and I know what I have. Hallelujah. And when I had a grandson laying in a pediatric ICU unit, hallelujah, thank God, I knew that healing power was available. I knew it. I knew it. It was in my soul, deeply. From the time I was young, I knew it. And I had seen it work. And I wasn't going to have anything else. I knew it because I had faith. And that faith had been exercised, even had I not exercised that. Recently, at that point in time, I had prayed for healing and received healing. I had prayed for others and seen them healed. I had faith. It was grounded in hope. I hoped in God. I hoped in God. It's good to have hope. And if you don't have hope, read the Word. Read the Word. Read the Word. Read the promises. Read the promises. Plant hope so that faith can grow. Hallelujah. You know, the Word of God is a seed that's powerful and brings itself to pass. You know, even natural seeds change the soil around them. Read the Word. Even if it seems dry to you, even if your heart is so crushed that you can't imagine, read the Word. Receive hope from the Lord and let faith grow. Faith is the substance. And once you have the faith, you got the thing. Yes, faith is the substance. It's the evidence. So you can obtain what it is you want. Verse 2, for by it the elders obtained. We could just stop there and you could read the whole rest of Hebrews 11. This is the Faith Hall of Fame. Abraham, Moses, and so many others. They saw beyond the fact of the life they saw at that time, beyond the world they saw at that time, they saw God's promises. And so they obtained that promise and brought it into their now. So interesting. So many sermons have been preached on. Now, faith is the substance. Faith is not one day, someday, maybe, I hope. God, that's hope. But faith is now. Faith brings things into the now. The promise is obtained. But this says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And this means good reputation, that they were approved of by God. But it's very interesting, it says report, because often in academic situations, in learning problems, what we're interested in is that report card. By faith, you can obtain a good report card. Not just report with God, but report with men. Do you have a good reputation with God? The only thing that pleases God is faith. You can't please God without faith. Please God with faith. And you achieve your reputation with men. Also, in the same way that if you have the hope and have the faith and therefore the works, men have to acknowledge that. Humans have to acknowledge that. And so today, if you're struggling for whatever reason, let me bring you the good news that God wants the best for you. And God's hand is not short that he cannot save. God does not lack ability. God spoke the word and the cosmos were created. And God has spoken the word to you in the Bible. And I am preaching that word. Receive that. God wants total well-being for your child. Receive the promises of God by faith. And obtain that good report card. Amen. You can do it. Would you accompany me to the throne of grace? Lord God and Father, I pray for the student who is listening. Awaken hope and faith, and thus good works in their lives. Give them a hunger for the word. Give them the spirit of prayer, that they also might obtain the good report card. Let them know that your strength in them is not limited. I pray for the parent whose heart is troubled because of the problems they see in their child. Let them not resign themselves to it. Let them not deny it in an inappropriate way, but take up their hope in you, their faith and trust in you, a strong reliance on you, and speak the word over their child and cause good works to spring forth, whether their good works, the children's good works, the good works of professionals who brought in to help. Lord, I pray healing, health, wholeness, and academic success, even academic prowess, over their children. May these parents of faith increase, they and their offspring. I speak shalom over my listeners. I speak shalom, blessing, over the teachers who listen to me. Thank you, Lord, for the teachers. Thank you for the gift they are to all of society. Lord, may their judgment be founded on righteousness. Lord, may they be grounded in hope. May they bring that hope into the dark school like many candlewatt power of light. The light of hope into a dark world. And may that hope itself be the grounding of a strong faith. May they wield the word of God. And may that faith become the grounding of many good works to your glory, to your honor, to revival, to awakening, and to the coming of the kingdom in our time. And I pray it in the mighty, matchless, most powerful name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
All death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory.
If you're interested in how to pray better, I think you will be interested in my study guide called How to Contend for Your Children. It will take you step by step into praying, what you believe, and saying what you pray. And it's available. If you just go to the website, you can click through and get it. www.greatshalom.org. And incidentally, it's good not only for individual study, but also as a turnkey group study. It's called How to Contend for Your Children. So you can get it Just go onto the website at www.greatshalom.org. You can click through and they'll send it to you.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory.
Some folks find me when they're looking for a messianic program. And Lord bless them, I understand why they're finding me. Because most people would see shalom and they know that's Hebrew for peace. And so this must be that kind of a program. Well, but this is a program based in Isaiah 54 and 13. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. I'm talking about God's promise for healing for our children that is part of our salvation package. Children have a lot of needs. And if you've got a child or grandchildren, you probably have struggled through some dark hours, but you understand that there are more problems and more serious problems than ever before, and the statistics are grim enough to stop a nation and only in a few years, even a wealthy nation. The most wealthy nation in the world cannot survive if they do not have sufficient children who can learn. And folks were there. But God has the answer. God has a turnaround. And it's a time-tested answer and set of answers. God has a specified will recorded in the Bible that all our offspring will be taught of the Lord, and great will be their shalom, their well-being, their healing, their health, their wholeness, their happiness, their prosperity and success. Nothing missing, nothing broken. That's God's will. And I encourage you, I exhort you to take it by faith. Partner with me. Help me help you make your child's life better. Help me help the nation to have a generation of children living in shalom. This is Pastor Sharon proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.
And yes, you may use land mail. Write me at the Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, Inc., 501c3, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.